This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois has a long history with legalized gambling, going all the way back to 1927, when the state first sanctioned betting on horse racing. Not much changed for nearly half a century until 1974, when the General Assembly created an official state lottery. Then riverboat casinos were approved in 1990, video gambling in 2009, and a decade after that, sports betting was legalized here. And sports gambling in particular has proven to be popular with Illinoisans. People reportedly bet $9 billion, with a B, in 2022 alone, a rate of $1 billion a month toward the end of the year. Sports betting continues to rise in popularity, but experts say there's also been a rise in problem gambling or gambling addiction, and more needs to be done to raise awareness. Joining us now to talk about the gambling industry in Illinois is Dave Riggs, managing editor for Play Illinois, a website that covers the gaming industry in the state. Dave, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me, Brian. Good to be here.
Also with us is Calvin Miller, associate director of the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling, an organization that raises awareness and educates people on gambling disorders. Calvin, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Listeners, you can join our conversation today at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455, or email us, as ever, at talk@21stshow.org. So, Dave, let me start with you. What we just had the State of the State address from the governor last week. What is the state of legalized gambling in Illinois as we go, begin 2023?
Certainly what you mentioned off the top, Ryan, about it being a very strong year for sports betting numbers is the big new news. Almost 9.7 billion bet in 2022 on sports. And now the Illinois Assembly is considering adding online casinos. There are two bills, one through the House, one through the Senate, going through now, and we'll see if that happens. We don't know if it will, but that's kind of the next step. And along with that bill, they've tried to address more funding for problem gambling. So I think that's an encouraging sign.
Yeah, and we can talk more about that. But how much money does the state take in from this every year, and what is it spending that money on?
The General Assembly takes it and puts it into education is the basic answer to that. It goes a number of places, but that is where it's earmarked most. So it's not as much money from sports betting as they get from VGTs in the state of Illinois, but still a significant number. And
it's video gambling parlors. Is that VGT? Is that...
Yes.
All right, we got to get the lingo down here. All right, so talk about how much the industry has changed, Dave, in the last 4 years since the state opened up sports betting in 2019.
Well, it's really a national phenomenon. There's something like 26, 27 states now that have legalized sports betting. This all comes from a decision at the Supreme Court level that struck down the ban on sports betting in everywhere except for Nevada. Illinois is right near the top of the heap in terms of sports betting right now. They're second in the nation in revenue, and they're third in betting handle behind New York and New Jersey. So it's a significant player in the sports betting market, but really the whole landscape has changed. We've seen Ohio legalize sports betting recently. Massachusetts has legalized sports betting recently. So really now we're looking at most of the major states have either legalized or are in the process of legalizing sports betting.
Yeah, I've read there are still a few populous states. I think I saw that Florida does not yet have it, but maybe stay tuned. Calvin Miller, let me bring you into the conversation now. So we've been talking about this. Do you see a sort of a parallel rise in people who are dealing with problem gambling as we've seen sports betting opening up in Illinois?
Yes, there's been a rise. They've recently had a prevalence study and it identified a little over 7% of those who do have an a problem or develop a problem with it. And there's approximately about 400,000 people in Illinois right now that may need help and could need help. And that's what we're here for, is to make sure that we get it out there as much as possible, that there is help and there needs to be for any development of an addiction. But this is one that has recently really, as you guys just discussed, really just broke the scene and is getting a lot of attention, which is good in the manner of getting help for those who need it.
400,000. Is that what you said? I mean,
what do
we know about? Yeah. What do we know about who those people are? What do we know about them?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, it's got its stigmas and it's got its reasons, just as any other addiction, that, you know, people might not want to share it. So we want to get it out there. That's why our biggest thing is getting out there, the education and the, you know, the media, and letting as many people know that there's help out there, but also then helping those facilities throughout the state of Illinois that that do treat the disease of addiction, that, you know, we get them, help them with training and help them with education as far as being able to help those who do identify. And we've actually got the Problem Gambling Awareness Month coming up in March.
All right. Let me, we need to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. Let me remind listeners, you can join us today at 800-222-9455. Maybe you or someone you know participates in sports betting. How do you do it? Do you set limits for yourself? What do you think about the state's move into an increasing number of legalized gambling opportunities, from casinos, riverboat casinos, to video gambling parlors on every corner, depending on what town you're in, to now sports betting anywhere in your pocket on your smartphone. 800-222-9455. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about legalized sports betting in Illinois and a rise in problem gambling we've seen in the state. We're talking about this with Dave Riggs, who's the managing editor at Play Illinois, which covers the gaming industry here, and Calvin Miller, who is associate director of the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. That's 800-222-9455. And Dave, we asked members of our texting group about this. Someone in Urbana said, my parents used to go to Las Vegas once every 3 to 4 years. They each took a roll of quarters. When the quarters were gone, their betting stopped. I think what makes betting more dangerous today is that it's the lack of money's physical presence, something in one's hand that people can watch disappear. Dave, what do you think about that? Is that, you know, sports betting is right on a smartphone. It's a touch of a button. It's numbers on a screen. Do you see accessibility as being part of this story?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. It sure is. But there are a number of things that you can also do with the mobile apps that they have for sports betting to set your own limits before you even get started. So what you end up, you can limit how much you deposit. You can limit how much you bet. You can limit how much, how long you can play. You can set those own limits going in. So it's just like that, you know, bag of quarters going to Vegas. You can do that in advance. But yes, there is not the physical money there. So those are always challenges that the industry needs to look out to in terms of responsible gambling.
Calvin, what's your perspective on that? Do you see that the way people gamble today, it's maybe with a credit card and not as frequently with a roll of quarters? Does that affect the way people interact with either video machines or sports betting or whatever it would be?
I think it's it just continues to morph into something different. It's changed so much, and there's just so many ways to gamble if you want to. And you know, one of the greatest things about this is that we at the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling aren't don't take a stand for or against. We are actually neutral in that and knowing, and even, you know, even with myself and my family, my wife can, you know, she could take, and she sets a limit of $20. That's all that she bets, no matter what she's doing. If it's in any form that she decides to. And I personally don't, because I have a history of, and I am in recovery, long-term recovery from addiction. And I know that, you know, there's a possibility. So it's what really is good, though, also, is that there are so many of the casinos and so many of the companies that are running those that are actually getting involved and helping us to help other people and to help those who help those with the problem. So I think what we see is a rise in the availability and the ability to gamble, but also the great thing is we're seeing a rise in the help as well.
Well, that actually leads to one of my questions I wanted to ask you, because if you look at the website of the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling, and there's a, I think it's a sponsor page or a member page, and it lists DraftKings and Aristocrat Gaming and the Illinois Lottery. Do you think, and maybe you can just say more about what the industry is doing to fight gambling addiction? Because on the one hand, you think, well, these people are good moneymakers for the industry, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it provides, there's a lot of benefits, but, you know, with anything that has a benefit in our society, not anything, but a lot of things that have a benefit in our society also have some risk, and they have some effect that may cause a problem. And if it does, you know, I am glad when I see companies like this and people like this say, hey, you know, that there's a need for some help. There's some people that do develop a problem with this, and we're willing to help. And, you know, that's happened with medications. It's happened with alcohol. It's happened in a lot of ways. And the great thing is that there's some really stand-up companies that are saying, hey, we are willing to help out as well. And as the revenue increases, we absolutely hope that revenue for us to help increases.
Dave, you mentioned people can set limits inside some of these apps for these things. What are some of the other ways that people, if they think they might have a problem, what can they do to try and, what efforts are underway to try and address this addiction that's out there?
Now, one of the things that's very encouraging, Brian, is these online casino bills have a part in them that includes the possibility of $10 million in additional funding for problem gambling every year. Right now, you know, that would more than double what the state of Illinois pays to the problem gambling folks now. And that's encouraging, because if you talk to a lot of people in that space, they say it really should amount to about at least 1% of the revenue that a state takes in should be devoted to problem gambling initiatives and prevention and places people can reach out to get some help. So I think we're seeing, you know, what you already talked about is, you know, the trend of these gaming operators getting on board, because they know that it's much better for long-term business to have people gamble safely, responsibly, not develop a problem. So it's simply good for business for everyone, most importantly, the people gambling.
Yes.
So that's encouraging. We still have a long way to go here, but one of the challenges in the gambling field is, yes, you can have online gaming be accessible to everyone right in their hand, right with their mobile device. But if you don't legalize and regulate it and control it, they're going to do it anyway. We already know that people in Illinois bet millions, if not billions, in black market gaming sites now. And so keeping that money in the state allows you to try to build more help and more funding for help for those people. So that's one of the arguments for regulation, is you can help more people by doing it that way than have them out there betting who knows where, offshore, getting no help, no limit. Maybe they've lost their money. Maybe they don't get paid out. So, you know, all those things are, you know, it's better to legalize it and control it and regulate it.
Calvin, I heard you saying yes and agreeing there. Go ahead if you want to expand.
Yeah, that's just the wonderful thing. And I'm just thinking, you know, the 1% of the revenue, that's fantastic. There's so much work to be done, and we are absolutely very active in that. And anybody interested, please do go to IllinoisProblemGambling.org, and you can see all of our trainings going on, and there's the opportunity to even seek certification to be someone who helps with that. But as the money increases, the help is going to need for increase. As more people gamble, there's going to be a need, because more people are, there's going to be some that fall prey and find, hey, I've got a problem. And we really do. I thank you for having this as well, because they really do need to know that I can say something and I can get help if I need it.
Calvin, I wanted to ask you about the self-exclusion program that Illinois has. This goes back, yes, I think, to 2002. People can exclude themselves from casinos. I understand that the sports wagering law sort of incorporated that self-exclusion list. There's something similar, but not quite the same for the video gambling industry. Can you talk about that for people who may not be familiar with it?
Yeah, it's definitely another one of those aspects that are definitely growing and changing, but you can actually put yourself on an exclusion list for the casinos, and it does seem to work very well if they do see you on site, or if you win, you don't get to keep your winnings. And that the winnings actually go to helping those who may have a problem. And you have to, it just depends. They're really talking a lot about, you know, whether it should be life for life, or how to get off of the list. And it varies on the ability to do so, but it's definitely another avenue for someone to hold themselves accountable if they have a problem.
Kelvin, how would someone know if they have a problem?
Well, there is, and I'm going to just pull that up. There are screenings, and there are some questions to that. And for instance, have you often gambled longer than you had planned? That would be one question. Have you often gambled until your last dollar was gone? And these are just a few questions of about 10 that we go throughout the state. Matter of fact, I have been recently to a U of I game and to a Illinois State ISU game, basketball games. And we actually have been helping with the Illinois Department of Human Services, the super Substance Abuse Prevention Recovery Department, has some new stuff that have come out, and they've got an activation going on, and it's called Are You Really Winning? So that's another avenue for someone to get help. They can actually Google Are You Really Winning? And they can get in and get the help. But we are also handing out brochures, and we're taking screenings, and you know, just helping people. And again, getting that out there and letting them know that, you know, you can find help if that is what you want to do. And if you think there's a problem, so there's questions. Another good one is, that I found out coming aboard as the associate director, that those that struggle with this have one of the highest suicide rates. And one of the questions on those screenings is, have you felt depressed or suicidal because of your gambling losses? So it's screenings that are anonymous. You don't have to put your name on it, don't have to write to it, but it's a screening that lets you know. And if any of them identify as yes, we simply get them some referral sources and let them know that there's some help there if they choose it.
Let me, Dave, I want to ask you, we got a text from a listener, Emily, in the Champaign-Urbana area, who said, can we please discuss what the industry or government is doing to stop predatory behavior toward young adults? Helping prevent problem gambling is nice, but at the same time, companies are enticing young people with free bets. Dave, what do you say to that?
Well, it's certainly a national discussion, Brian. Advertising is sort of everywhere that there is legal sports betting, there is a large volume of advertising promoting it. And so there is a concern growing about the impact on younger people. I mean, there are controls in place to keep the legal gambling limit so that young people can't actually place a bet. But we're certainly exposing them to the possibility. There's even been some discussion federally of not allowing, going back to what we saw at certain points in history with alcohol ads or cigarette ads, tobacco ads, of banning or placing a limit on how many ads can be placed, or whether there could be celebrity spokespeople promoting gambling. We've seen that trend happen in Europe, where many soccer stars were once flooding the airwaves promoting gambling, but now there's many bans in many countries in Europe to prevent that, for that very reason, to be cognizant of what's going to happen to young people. What I'd also like to see is this receive the same level of attention in the education system, so that when we have health class in high schools and younger, talking about alcohol and substance abuse and how to avoid that and many other things, that gambling be a part of that conversation as well, to really start that conversation happening a lot earlier, because young people need to be aware that you can get in over your head very quickly if you're not extremely careful about what you're doing. So those are all things that I'd like to see. But I think the concern is valid.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time, Calvin, just maybe about 30 seconds. Final thoughts. If somebody knows someone in their life who's maybe dealing with, or they suspect might have a problem gambling or a gambling addiction, what can they do briefly?
Please do call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get on the website. Everybody can Google nowadays. You can just Google, are you really winning? IllinoisProblemGambling.org. There's plenty of help out there in Illinois if that is something that you need. And we will do our best to make sure you get the quality help, which is one of the things we're doing as well, making sure that the ability and the competency is there for those that need help to get the help that they need.
Well, Calvin and Dave, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
Calvin Miller is Associate Director of the Illinois Council on Problem Gambling. Dave Briggs is Managing Editor at Play Illinois. And that is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow on the 21st Show, we're going to be listening back to my conversation with the new editor of Poetry Magazine, which is based in Illinois. He's aiming to make it more inclusive. Interesting conversation. We first broadcast that last year. We're bringing it back tomorrow. And that, again, is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.